Ladies and gentlemen, get yourselves to the Telegraph building on the 5th of May for General Banter Live, guys. We got sketches, got videos, got podcasting, Buckfast, swear words. It's all in there.
Buckfast and swear words.
Buckfast and swear
words. That's a tour name.
Could be.
Gotta be. That's great.
I hate Buckfast and I rarely swear. And also, what else have we got? Vicar Street in Dublin, 8th of September.
Woo! That'll be class.
Yeah.
Get into that. Don't know how it's selling, scared to ask. But anyway, get tickets if you know anybody who lives around there. Get down to Dublin.
Lovely.
$8,000 a night in a hotel. I'll appreciate it.
But have you heard I'm going to start calling unionists faggots?
Yeah.
I think that's going to work starting? On stage.
Yeah.
When do you start?
Tomorrow.
We'll keep at it.
I'll go to Derry. Yeah.
Keep going. Where is this supposed to be going now?
Because
I kept it up there, lad, and my gum couldn't take it no more.
Well, you got to put it back in. Right. Let it rest a second, put it back.
Pull back off.
You'll feel the rise and fall. At a certain point, you'll be like, this is just in my mouth now.
Oh, right.
And then what do you do?
Like any orgy. It's just in there. It's not doing much.
Do you swallow baby. It after that?
Spit it out. It gives you this little chamber in the top. You can put them in. Ooh. Which is extra minging. You just walk around with that fucking thing.
Wait, so I put this in when I'm done?
Yeah. And then you whack another one in.
Oh, be Jesus.
There was a guy in Lavery's one night and he had it sitting on the table and I was like, oh, bro, you on the snooze, bro? And he's like, yeah, man. And then he lifted his lip and it was like fucking...
Black?
No, not black. He just had like 15 of them.
Oh, in the
He's had 15 of them, like, all around his fucking mouth.
Like fucking grills of a rapper.
And he was sipping away on a Guinness as well. So he was like maintaining that, like, yeah. Ha ha. What a good try, man. And they're like... just trying to suck with a stinging eye, bro.
Is it a Belfast thing?
Absolutely not.
No.
The snooze?
No, it's like a... What did you say? Scandinavian?
Yeah, I think it is quite Scandinavian, but Neil Lennon was well into it when he was Celtic manager. People make fun of him sitting on the bench in the sidelines.
These are with the actual... Fuck, I'm fucking out of my mind right now. Or was it the proper tobacco?
It might have been proper tobacco.
Yeah. You gotta spit it and fucking...
Like a cowboy.
Were you ever a fag man?
Whoa.
Well,
whoa. Hey!
I haven't told anybody yet, dude, man. Keep it. We all have been rolling, haven't we? Yeah. Well, keep it rolling.
Yeah,
I smoked for ages.
Did you?
Yeah.
Were you good?
I was a good smoker. I was a good smoker, yeah.
But like from what age did you get, into it?
Probably on and off in school, just to be, you know, for something to do,
to
do in a playground. We'd go around the back and there was a Russian physics teacher in our school and we would just go around and she was tiny and she smoked, you ever see like Barclay menthol? It's about that long.
Yeah.
Big long fucking snooker cue. And she would sit there like, and she would just be like, you don't say anything, I don't say anything. And he was like, good, which was married to someone from here. So she was called like Mrs. fucking Gilmore or something.
Yeah,
no worries, love. And she just sit there like, and just like, say no.
Yeah, we had a fella named Big Alcoholic.
Teacher?
But a great man, very nice man, but he was kind of at the end of his tether with teaching when we got in there. So he would...
Carew. I thought he was the fellow who did them laws in America.
Yeah.
Jim Crow?
Oh, that was Crow. That was Crozy.
The Crow Dog.
That was the Crow Dog.
Did he smack anyone, this guy?
Who? No, he wouldn't. He threw a book at me once because what he would do sometimes is he'd come in hungover. Maybe we'll bleep his name because I feel he's dead now and I don't want to speak ill of the dead.
You only bleep it if they're alive.
Yeah, that's why you're right. Bleeping and he's not. You can't listen to podcasts.
I know, but he has big fucking like kind of these morbid kind of sons because we went on a skiing trip with him once after he had retired. It was actually completely wild shit. But
sorry. Teacher retired.
Yeah.
And then took you on a ski trip.
Yeah. So
I left a job once and went back about 4 months later for the Christmas day.
Did you?
Yeah.
I mean, that is
like when an injured player lifts a cup, you know.
John Terry.
I'm back yeah. With the fucking
everyone.
I'm back with the glamour
testimonial. Yeah. But
that's grown-ups. How old were you when... So he retired. It wasn't like you were still in school.
Yeah,
and
he
took you on a ski trip.
Yeah,
this is the most luxurious paedophile I've ever... Well, second most luxurious paedophile I've ever heard of.
Nah, Jim was not a pedo, lad. He was fucking... He was a pussy man. But big time.
Old pussy.
Old pussy. Older. And he was old and he wanted it older than him.
It was old spaniel ears. That's what he was into. That's what he wanted.
That's absolutely what he wanted.
Yeah, old grey whistle test.
So he literally got shown the door to school. Like, not shown the door, but he retired. But then he still wanted... He was going on this ski trip every year. And he was on the way out. He was dying. So he wanted to bring us on this ski trip. And like
to Switzerland.
Huh? To Switzerland to kill himself. And he wanted us to watch. No, so he would collect money for months off us, but we'd have to go outside the gates of the school. He'd be waiting in a car. And he'd have a coat just... No, he wouldn't know. But so he collected the money and...
Outside the school.
And the school, like, did not want this happening. They were like, what the fuck? But he was like, it's a free country. If they pay the money and want to come skiing, they can come skiing. And we were like, yeah, we're going skiing, right? I'm not joking. So then...
So this wasn't a school organized thing. He was just like, I fancy a bit of skiing.
That's absolutely right. But
the clock's ticking.
Yeah.
Who wants to go skiing? I'll be outside collecting cash.
I'm not even joking. He was dead a few months later. After, right? But so he went and he was shook. But the thing was, it wasn't within school boundaries, so there was no other teachers there. There was just his son and his son's friend Lee, who I believe they met in AA. So they were kind of shaky characters. And then the whole thing was just fucking mayhem. We went in because it was in Andorra, and we went into the town and there was a weapon shop, right? There was a weapon shop.
Big.
No, I swear, just weapons, like just fucking like batons and fucking tasers.
It's a weapon shop, but they also just do like conducting.
There was a place you could get all your needs fixed. There was Asian women and children. I'm not going to go into it. But we went up to his fifth years and fourth years, right? And we all went in and got armed to the fucking gills. And for like 3 days, it was just all out fucking warfare. We were all in these cabins beside each other. And they, like the fifth years were bigger, they fucked us up. Like with pepper spray, with fucking guns, just riddled us. There was lads, it was fucking hell on earth. Like that was the closest I've been to war. I got held
in
down.
Andorra?
Yeah, and then it was my birthday over there. And they thought this was a huge offense that it was my birthday. They found out because my cousin was there as well. So he's like, it's Mike's birthday. But he was with the fifth years. So he was fucking, even though we were blood, he was on a different side, right?
Brothers against brothers.
It was brothers. It was like the wind that shakes the barley. This was like the fucking civil war. So he told me it was my birthday. So they held me down. They shaved my eyebrows off, and then that wasn't enough. So then another time they tried to hold me down, and they were like trying to shave gay into the side of my head. And then one of like my friends got like a baton out and was trying to like fight him with the baton. They were like shooting him with the guns, and they pepper sprayed our room as well at one stage. And there was lads getting sick everywhere, and one lad shat himself on the top bunk because we were drinking this like Tesco vodka as well. Another lad shat himself in the shower.
Did you do any skiing?
Huh?
We did. It's like fucking gangs in New York.
People stabbing the next day, just
you know.
Yeah. The next day, but
your man
like,
just ended a tree. That's yeah. Me. 2 weeks left.
Well, when we were on the slopes then, it was like PTSD from like the nights before because we'd been like so fucked drunk. And then also when I was over there, the lads decided we're going to prank the vice principal of the school. Wait. Right.
But this is an extracurricular ski trip. I don't understand why the vice principal's there.
He's not there, man. He's not there. But they got, some of the fifth years had got his number, right? And they were like, we're going to prank him. But they were like, whose phone will we use? And I was trying to be a little Billy Big Balls. I was actually trying to be a little rat to get in the good graces of the fifth years. So yeah. I could be a protected man. So I gave him my phone.
So you have to be madder than them.
That's right.
You got to go one step further.
Yeah. So I had to show him, like, you can use my phone. I don't care. So we rang.
Take this, bro. Look, Sony Ericsson.
Take that, bro.
Shh, shh. You can go wah, wah, wah.
Yeah. And so we rang up the vice principal. He didn't answer. And we left a voice note. We're like, you fucking suck cock, you stupid fucking dumb cunt, you fucking
it's not a prank.
No. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, absolutely. We're like, your wife's gay, you're all gay, you know, everyone's gay was the thing at the time, so everyone's gay, your horse is gay, so we're all like
horses are gay.
Yeah, horses are so gay. So we were all shouting all this shit in at your man, and but in our heads, we were like, the number was on private. But I didn't know that if you leave a voicemail, that's fucking traceable. So no. 6 weeks after I got home, I was on work experience with a mechanics up the road, and they fucking hated me up there because I was so I'm terrible. I don't have the hands to wipe my arse, like I'm fucking useless. So they hate me, so I'd always just be like loitering around, like pretending to like just hammering at a wall or something. You know? And I got a call on my phone, and I goes, oh, they were like, oh hello. We're after finding a phone here. In the Garda station, and it had your number on it. We're just trying to find out who the owner of the phone is because your number's on the phone. I was like, all right, yeah. I don't have this number, to be honest with you. And they're like, what's your name then? And I was like, oh, I'm Michael Rice. And I was like, where do you live? I was like, Greeners, Kilkenny. And they're like, good. Hung up.
Wait, why did you say I don't have that number when they'd phoned that number to phone you?
Well, because it didn't come up. The number was a strange number, but they just fooled me. They got me, right?
They got your address earlier. You were like, yeah, that's where I live.
That's where I live. And then I went back home that evening. My mother was like, the guards just called and they want you to go in on Monday. And I was like, oh, fucking no way. Right? So I got brought in. It was two members of like drug squad. There's this fella, Martin Power, and this other lady, Nora Cuddy. And I'm naming names. Fuck them all. And they got me.
You're like,
in.
Beep the dead guy. Here's actual the name of guards.
Yeah. And so then they brought me in to this fucking like interrogation room. And they were like, did you call someone from Andorra on a ski trip? I was like, no.
You mean warfare?
Yeah. You mean
I was at war?
The wind that shakes the barley. What happens in war stays at war, yeah? I had no eye, my eyebrows still on. I just looked a fucking mess. So I was sitting in there and I was just fucking like shaking. And they were like, they played me the voice note. It was like, you suck cock, your horse is gay. You know, like
from
my
wrestling.
Yeah. Your mother gay. But everyone had been shouting in. And I was just in there, and they're like, you're in a lot of trouble. You have to name names. Like, they're like, you.
Why
Huh?
Why are we in trouble?
Because I was calling.
If I was the vice president, or what do you call him? Principal. I'd just be like, no, those pesky kids.
Yeah. You just be like, ah,
these fucking animals.
Oh, but this lad, and we're going to call him for legal reasons, Licky Ration. That was his name, right?
Licky Ration.
That's not his actual name.
He's come up on our podcast before. It's the worst code name
ever.
Yeah,
it's a code name. But this man had a vendetta against me anyway, but a lot of students. The man had a nastiness, a cruelty, lad, inside him, and he wanted to take people down. So, and hence why we...
Spit that out. Huh? You're going fucking nuts.
It's his podcast and he said two words. This is me every week.
This is so, it's so over the top for the reaction from these teachers. Like,
right, well, like,
so fucking peel from the FBI breaking down the voice, right. Tones and all, scrolling, yeah. Scrubbing through it. Cunt. You say cunt.
Yeah. But so anyway, they were in there and I just started bawling, crying. I was like, I had to make up a thing. I was like, I was drunk. I was under the influence. There was pepper spray. I didn't know. I knew not.
Throwing knives. Yeah.
There was fire. There was lads shitting themselves. It was the best of times.
You
it was the worst
there,
of times.
Man. Yeah. You didn't see what I saw.
You didn't see Johnny die. Face just down in the mud.
Snow, fucking blood all in it and shit.
Yeah, man.
Did you do any skiing though? I'm saying, did you ski a bit?
We did skiing, and I was a wonderful skier.
You have the build of a skier. You're quite aerodynamic.
I don't know what that means, but I think it's a compliment. And yeah, I was. So, have you been skiing?
No.
No, right.
You don't have the build of a skier.
I don't. I have the build of a snowplow.
A snowball.
if you want me to clear the slopes a wee bit and flan that out, it's just me on a fucking sideways on a snowboard. That's good. Send her on.
The German's looking. Ah, oh, it's an avalanche. There's an avalanche coming. No, it's just you. It's just Guinness.
Me just up in the lodge, dipping cheese in the chocolate. Yeah. See you in the morning, boys. You're welcome. You're welcome. Just breaking a chairlift.
The chunk. It's just dragging along.
It was that fat cunt there.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry,
looks like a snowman.
But you know what? Go all out on the gear though.
Yeah,
that'd be like luminous.
You'd
pink
be dripped out Carhartt ski gear. Yeah,
can't even move on it. Like,
yeah,
can't clip it in.
I'd a lot of little on.
A lot of little.
That's
not even a podcast.
But anyway, end of that story. I ended up crying, but I didn't rat, lad. I didn't rat on
they
fucking
pulled your
nobody.
Fingernails out and all, trying to
oh,
get through
everything.
Leftist
I was waterboarded. They tried to sleep deprive me the whole fucking 9 yards. They had my mother strung up, like, oh, you know, and they're like, but
what happens if you just went, yeah, it was me? What happens after that? Nothing.
It's not illegal to leave a voicemail, is it?
Well, now you can phone someone and be like, you're a fucking cunt, your horse is gay.
Yeah.
What are you going to do, time?
Because you've only done a hate crime on the horse.
Right. But you see, the thing is that I thought this as well, right? I thought, and so did a few of us to our detriment, that outside of school hours...
That it was like international waters, because you said this earlier, right. You were like, he was collecting money off kids, but it was outside the school gate, so it's fine.
Yeah.
But it's not like that's... no man's land, like you're still in a country with police.
Yeah, but the thing is you can't, and I found this out the hard way, you can't harass teachers outside of school hours. That's still bad, apparently.
Well,
right?
Just anyone, I think.
Well, yeah, it's not good with anyone. Well, it's fun with some, if it's just an old lady that no one cares about, but like if all her family's dead. But if there are people around, you get in trouble. Because I had a friend who felt he had immunity as well. That he was like, I can't be touched. And we were down the street in Kilkenny one night, and a substitute teacher, she's only a young one, like maybe in her early 20s. You forget how young some of these teachers were when we were in school. And
yeah, 24 or something. You're like, this old bitch here.
Yeah, this old.
She'd get it for an old dog.
this old hag. Look at this old fucker. And I remember my friend screamed at her. She was walking the other side of the bridge, and he was like, Miss fucking Clancy, you whore. You know, just roared at her, and all the lads were like,
these are animals, these kids.
Yeah,
like,
that's fucking wild.
Yeah.
To scream that at someone across the street.
That's right. But he felt, he was like, we're in international waters, we're fucking, you can't touch me.
You're on the high street in Kilkenny.
I know what it is. It's the school uniform thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
We had a few of those talks in school, like when you're wearing it was like Yellowstone, when you're wearing this badge, you act accordingly.
Yeah.
Don't be screaming, don't be telling anyone they're a whore.
You represent your parish, you represent your family, and then as soon as the uniform's off, you're like, you fucking whore!
That's right. And so he's screaming at her, calling her whore, and he thought, and then we were like to him, we were like, lad, I think you're going to be getting trouble for that. He's like, lad, it's not. We're outside the fucking rules. Monday morning, just straight called in. Just suspended.
They're not
going to
recognize you not in the uniform. Like you're fucking Clark Kent. You just pop on some glasses. You're a whore. Who's that?
We thought he was wearing the invisibility cloak. Like we're in fucking Harry Potter. Like,
I love that. The fact that you think the teacher is old and they're literally probably like 26 or something.
Oh, yeah.
There's been a few teachers. You know, like a hot maths teacher, and she would come in, she would like have a husky voice, and everyone, you know, their mind went to like, she'd been on that pipe all weekend, dirty bitch. You know, she probably just had a few drinks.
That's all.
Yeah, she probably just had a couple of, Proseccos on a Sunday.
Came in hungover. I think that's so, like, I remember my psychology teacher at A level walked in one day in sunglasses and just sat down and just didn't even be like, hello, welcome to the class. It just walked around and silently gave everyone a worksheet. Sat down at the front of the room and went, right, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And just, I would be doing that a lot.
Yeah.
We had an art teacher was a bit like that, and he, like, the three roughest looking men on earth are like him, Nick Knowles, and me. Mm-hmm. Three of the roughest looking guys on earth. But he would just come in like fucking and do weird shit like to distract you. So he'd be like, I'm going to play these sound effects from horror movies on a BBC CD, and then just be like, isn't that funny?
I like the idea of just slowly.
Yeah, he goes, yeah, I can work away there. That's funny. Just fucking slowly slide into the night.
Art teachers fuck with me. I don't think an art teacher has ever taught anyone anything.
What do you do?
They literally just walked in and went, here, draw that. And you were like, how? But there is technique to, like, you've done art a lot.
Yeah, there's technique to, like, drawing and stuff and like paint. That.
Yeah, but that just never came up.
But, you know, they kind of give you some pointers and then you got to do it for, like,
We got no pointers. It was just, if you were good, they were like, well, they'll do GCSE and A-level. But other than that, it was like, just...
I remember being an absolute fucking edgelord in A-level art. Because it was, 9/11 had just happened, like, a couple of years before. And I was like...
It's a tragedy.
And I was like, can I paint that fucking dude? It's a powerful image. Paint that guy falling. And they were like, no. And I was like, you guys are fucking... company man.
You company. It's a powerful image.
It's
Did
a powerful
image.
That is art.
It is art.
But I hated it because there was a girl who was amazing at painting, like could just do like photographic copies of something.
Yeah.
And I would just, and they were all like, that is amazing. Elaine or something, whatever her name was.
Yeah.
And I was just a wee cunt in the corner being like, shit.
There was no grit to Elaine.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
I'm
not like, the truth, Elaine.
That's just drawn.
It's Tiernan Oak. That's a fantasy.
I'm like,
bitch.
Why? I'm like, that's the photo. Why do I need this?
Yeah.
Well, that's photorealism is fucking stupid.
Same thing. I don't fucking need both.
There's absolutely no
Picasso.
Point.
Let me draw this guy hitting the concrete at fucking 208 mile an hour.
So specific.
That was the name of it. That was the name of the piece.
Guy hitting the concrete at 208 yeah. miles an hour.
And me just sat with a red wine at the fucking art gallery.
Just evokes a lot, you know, it just evokes a lot of evocations.
Yes, evocations.
Yeah.
Jesus. Anyway, welcome to General Banner Podcast. My guests today. These two bastards flown in for the night.
Fuck! I'm rickety after this shit. Man. Also, I'm fucking, I'm like, me up the walls.
I'm out
here.
Of body. I can see, but I can't feel anything.
Fuck!
These two, boys, you've been on before.
Oh
Mike
yeah,
Mike Rice, Tor Angeloni. Have you been on before? You guys have a podcast now.
Oh yeah,
Mike and Vittorio's Guide to Parenting.
Oh, yeah. You cheeky bastards!
Yes,
you fucking wee cats.
Ah, we're rotten little devils. Fun.
We got an email recently from like a parenting expert from America asking to come on as a guest.
What did you say?
She'd never listen. I haven't replied yet, but I think.
Get her on and tell that skiing story. There's a lot of abuse in your house.
That was very traumatic. Well, yeah. she was like, her whole. She sent like a fucking 3-page email, and it was like, this is how you homeschool properly and do this, that, and the other. But to be fair, homeschooling, you couldn't walk past your mum in the street and be like, you whore!
You whore!
Monday morning, nah, fuck.
Yeah, fuck. The porridge is going to be cold. Do you know what I mean?
Podcasts are like, they're finding their own genres now.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, it's like, what do you do? Is it a parenting or is it a like a relationship thing or just a straight up filthy sex?
There's
one?
The couple ones are always couples, the couplesy yeah. ones.
There's just the groups of like hot American chicks just talking about cum a lot.
Dicks and cums.
Well, that's the one where they're like the fellas I've fucked. Isn't that one?
You've
well,
really
that,
disguised the name of it there.
The fellas I fucked.
Guys, yeah.
Well, that might have been one of the sort of original ones, but it's just like my whole suggested page is just a bunch of girls being like, I was walking around with semen on my fringe for fucking.
But there's those like, mad women that are on podcasts going, when my man wakes up, he nuts. When he goes to the shop.
She is a porn star.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean,
that woman. But I think that's a fucking reaction to like the Andrew Tate shit. Because he was just being like, women are stupid and fucking whatever, and people actually take it at face value.
Yeah, and then she's
like, what's the most anti-feminist thing I could say now? It's just be like, the guy wakes up, I suck his dick. The amount of the dick she's sucking, it would be annoying.
Yeah. Oh, it would be, you'd be like, fuck off like, for
goes,
a minute.
He goes to make a coffee, I'm sucking his dick. He goes to leave the house, I'd be like, get the fuck out of me! Talking to the car, woman!
Fuck's sake.
Yeah, brush your teeth!
Yeah.
How many blowjobs a day is too many?
I could go on the hour, probably around the clock.
Do you think you could?
Probably.
You like keep through it. The night?
Oh yeah, wake me up. I don't, just do it to me. Molest me in my sleep. But yeah, I have a pretty quick reload, so.
Really? How quick are we talking?
Well, I mean, an hour would definitely be enough.
Really? Yeah.
I get sucked off by a human woman.
What about, I had a fucking thing with a dog, and I'm not going to go.
Beep this, like, beep all this.
But
been sucked off by a dog.
No, I didn't. But this is a creepy
story.
It was
in Andorra. It's fine.
No, well, you're out international waters. You know, anything can happen.
Up a mountain. Sorry.
Yeah, up a mountain. Mountain coat. The Sherpas. You think they're not having
mountain coats?
The law of the mountain.
You're just a horrible bastard. Has rules and codes for everything.
You think that a Sherpa?
It's the street code. Get away. Mountain code. You know.
Absolutely. You think these Sherpas don't have
waters?
A fucking enjoy their goats? They do, of course. But I was in Barcelona, right? And I was staying there, and I was in this house, and there was a sausage dog in the house, and he was the sausage dog of a fellow named Johnny, and Johnny was he was always going around wearing a thong. He was like
skinny. Thong, do you mean like a man thong?
Like a man thong.
Yeah. Like a jockstrap almost.
Yes, almost.
In a functional way or in a like sort of sassy gay way?
No, he wasn't gay, but it was in a sassy in your face, like, look at my cock or whatever. Is
Johnny?
That Spanish? Yeah,
look
Johnny.
At my cock.
And look at my cock. So he was going around when he had this little sausage dog, Nino. And one day I was lying in my bed, right, and I was just reading. I stripped to the waist, the Spanish. I could hear the sounds of the street, and it was hot. And I felt quite, you know, like cool and cultured. I was reading it.
Like Bukowski.
Yeah,
I felt like a cool guy.
I did.
The whiskey.
Yeah, I was reading this.
Johnny Bukowski.
You're just in somebody's spare room.
Yeah, I reading the book like Bukowski, and I left a crack open the door. Next thing, fucking Nino, little sausage dog. fucking pops his head in. He's a nosy little devil. Next thing he comes in, and I didn't really like this dog. I had no love for him, but he comes in, and I was like, oh, what the fuck, well, Nino. Anyway, he keeps running up to my bed. I'm lying down there, and he's trying to jump up on the bed, but his sausage dog, they're weak. They don't have the strength, so he's running up. He's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Right, he can't get up, and I'm like, fucking good. But I said, if he does get up, I'll let him stay because he's fucking...
He's earned it.
He's fucking earned it. So one time on, he goes right back to the door, makes a leg and just fucking Mission Impossible, drags his way up. Next thing, right, I'm lying there. He starts licking my right nipple. And he's like, just fucking licking it away. And I'm like, Asher, fuck it, let's see where he's going. Like, it's not unpleasant, right? Next thing, he finishes... No.
Well, what the...
Do you know, it's just...
Crack on.
Yeah.
Okay, right.
Better than the slap of a wet fish, so...
My shins are sweating right now.
No, but so next thing anyway, he finishes. He decides he's done enough.
Wait,
on the right one.
He finishes
one. Wait, hold on now. Hey, keep it clean now. This is a dog. So...
it's a dog that's licking my nipple. Fucking keep it PG.
This is a little Spanish sausage.
Get your fucking mind out of the gutter.
This is a Spanish sausage dog. Yeah. He is his own...
The laws of Spain, for fuck's sake.
Absolutely. That's it. You're in the Iberian Peninsula. You know, there's Catalonia. It's a different...
Oh, yeah.
It's
a different... Mate.
That's right. So he was kind of salting my nipples.
Spicy chorizo.
Yeah. He's salting up my nips. So anyway, he gets done on the right one and he decides himself. I saw in his face, he's like, that's enough of that. He's off to the left nipple, right? So anyway, he's laying taste on the left nipple. I'm only pretending to read at this stage.
Books upside down. Oh, his fucking eyes are about...
Yeah. He's turning pages too fast.
And Lorelai said to Richard that... this tea is cold. I was reading the book. I don't know what I was, but Lorelai and Richard were in it. So anyway, he goes on the next one. And it's flat out on the left one. And so next thing he decides he's enough of that. No joke. He starts licking down, going down, like licking, but slowly.
You mean like seduced by this dog?
Absolutely, but slowly going down. At this stage, I said, ah, for fuck's sake, Nino, will you go? He's like, oh, sorry, I'm a sausage. No, not what they do. So I...
That's not even Spanish, is it?
No, I don't know what the...
Is that Italian?
Lo siento, is Spanish.
He was confused as to his nationality, Nino. He didn't really know. He thought he was a sausage. So next thing anyway.
Chorizo dog?
Yeah, so he's going down... A chorizo dog, a Danish dog, and he was going down to it. I said, get the fuck off me, right? You dirty little devil. He's like, oh, yeah, he's so sorry, son. And, you know,
I am very, very sneaky.
Very, very sneaky. So, anyway, I get him off, he fucks off, right? And goes out to go out to, and then I thought to myself, do you know what's after happening here? That dirty, rotten bastard, Dirty Johnny, is after training this dog to suck him off.
Whoa.
Yes. Whoa. Yes. Well, he's after...
Which is a leap. I don't know if I would immediately make that assumption.
Because you don't have the quickness of thought, but I was there.
You're an idiot.
You're a fucking dumbass.
You're a fucking idiot.
Mike's there with a cork board, bits of string with a dog and Johnny, yeah. And it's just one bit of string. Johnny, cock.
And I only had one shoeless. So he's teaching the dog to suck his dick.
Yeah. There was no other alternative option. There's no other characters involved.
Let me see.
Two pictures on a massive cord. Yeah. And
just one string to Jeffrey Epstein. And then, and that's it. That's the whole thing. But so then I thought that, and I was like, Terry's after teaching Johnny to suck my... And as soon as I realised that, I was like, come back.
But did you ask Johnny about it?
I know.
How'd you train it to do that? I have a dog at home.
So he's taught the dog to do like foreplay.
Well, I had a dog. So you probably had it. Have you had dogs in your life?
In your ass? Have you had dogs? Dogs?
I've been around dogs. Yeah,
you've been around dogs. I had a dog. I told you about this one time, but I had a dog named Bruce, and he was very loyal, great dog. He used to walk with my mother along the roads. He's very protective. But when he got old, he kind of got fat, and he got a bit kind of demented and deviant. And he used to be always sucking himself off on the back door of our house. And it was very flagrant, and it was very... He just didn't give a fuck. It was like a Roman orgy. Well, all our dogs were very inbred. They're all
very fragrant.
There was,
if I was a dog, that's all I would be doing.
Rate your own cock, it's a
I like when you get like a, you know, like a dog doesn't have great dexterity, like a French bulldog, and it will just have a wank. It will just straight up sit back and be like, because it kind of it's like,
because it doesn't have a neck.
It's just like, well, fuck it, there we go. like a sort of wee fat, like a bulldog can just sit on its ass. Like a human.
Yeah. Pug tries to suck itself off and actually accidentally does a handstand. Like, it doesn't do anything. Yeah.
I've told this story in the podcast before. I was waiting for a school bus one day, and it was like a fucking, it was like a hallucination, but like a police car just rammed this other car.
Wow.
in the middle of the traffic, and we were just standing there with the school bags, like, and got out. These two guys went to run, and they were like proper cops with all the shit and the guns. They're like, get in the fucking ground, booted this guy over, put like a forensic bag over him and everything, and everyone was just like, what the fuck. It was so dramatic. And I got on the bus and everyone's laughing their head off, and I was like, what the fuck is going on? I was like, did anyone see that? It was like fucking Bad Boys 3 out there. And they were all just going, there's a dog bucking another dog, and its dick stuck in it, and the two dogs were like ass to ass
stuck together.
And I was like, did you not see the fucking like full, you know, like Jason Statham movie happening?
Like,
on the other side,
shut the fuck off.
It was like so traumatizing. They were just like, there's a dog, it's our stuck to our dog. It's fucking,
that's so funny. Dogs' dicks freak me out a lot. You know the way they kind
don't
of
look at them.
They just
don't be near them, you know?
They just appear.
You don't want to be rude.
Like, they're not there, and then there's just this horrible red thing.
Oh yeah, it's pink, it's red. There's a violence to it, isn't there?
It looks sore, yeah.
Oh yeah.
It always
yeah.
looks sore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really looks like a part of their insides is out, you know. I suppose that is all of us when the old helmet pops out. That's the inside coming out for a look, isn't it?
Well, you know I've had dick issues, so please don't bring this up.
Yeah.
Someone asked a question on the Patreon about like a health issue you had.
With my dick?
No, not specifically, but is that what it was?
It was a mental health issue, was it?
My cock's too big for my foreskin.
That's a good way to put it. That's the better way to put it.
It's the best way to frame it. Yeah.
It's a medium cock. The foreskin is an extra large voice.
That's a great way to say it. Just slap your ass down the doctors.
Yeah.
My cock's too fat for my foreskin.
I've got an issue, doctor.
Not that foreskin's a bit tight on my dick.
It's not altogether the most unflattering issue on man's head.
Cock into this foreskin today.
I've got a player fit foreskin.
Yeah.
So you did a Shane then? Is that what he had?
I might have to. So I've got steroid cream on it at the minute.
Oh, wow, yoke.
Which is, I know my dick's fucking got
six pack down the back of it.
Fucking pumping iron.
My dick looks like Arnold.
Look out, get down.
I'm coming.
Every day I'm coming. I go to the gym, I come, I go home, come again. That guy probably didn't have a dry dick for 3 decades.
Oh, Schwarzenegger.
But do you think his dick was working well?
Oh, for the fucking human growth and testosterone and shit.
But does that not like fuck up your.
That's all. I think that's all. There's a smoking misconception that, when you're full of testosterone and all that shit, you would fuck anything.
Yeah.
But I think the small dick thing is like later on, when you come off them, and your hormones are all imbalanced off, and everything, and you maybe can't make as much testosterone and the balls get a bit smaller. But when you're on it,
he
would just be like clank, clank, bar up, throw her at a wall. Again,
not even the girl, it's Lou Ferrigno. That's what the other guy just goes,
he's all deaf. What are you doing, honey?
Everyone missed.
What are you doing, honey? Stop doing this, honey.
I didn't hear you coming up.
My pop's over there, honey. Stop doing it to Lou, honey.
Tell me on the shoulder, please.
But everyone must have just misunderstood that when he's like, every day in the gym, I am coming. It's like, no, he's just fucking everybody every single day.
Oh, so it feels like you're orgasming. And he's like, no, I literally coming.
Everybody else in the gym is like, just going.
And they think that's how he won. Nobody else could work out because he was just.
I couldn't go near him. He was just covering semen.
Yeah,
all the time. All the machinery.
Everybody else is just oiling
oiled
up.
And he's oiled just up in everyone. All the over
himself. I'll be out in a minute.
Just fucking all over.
Just one more set. That's masculine, isn't it? Just jizz in your hand.
Yeah.
Like after the gym.
I'm away, just slapping it everywhere. I'm way out. See you later.
Like Kevin from Home Alone.
Yeah. Oh! Fucking hell. I had a fucking, what the fuck am I doing in my life moment. Like watching that, what do you call that guy? Something Piana, Rich Piana. Who was like a big
porn guy?
Bodybuilder.
All right.
And he, of course, you know, his heart exploded. You know, that one of those ones. But I remember just watching vlogs or something of him one day, and he's like, I'm just eating like, and then a disgraceful amount of grams, you know, like, I'm eating 900 grams of oats. And then I was just, and then he put protein in it, and I'm just watching this vlog, and he's like,
because they have to really push themselves.
I was like 7 minutes into it, and I was like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
What am I doing?
Because you've been captivated.
Because I'm just watching this man eat fucking porridge, basically, just going like, oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's good.
Get a Neela.
A bit more now. Don't stop here. Don't stop there. Push on, Rick.
You'll hit the wall.
You'll hit the wall, Rick.
Just get on.
You're spotting Rick eating porridge.
What age are you?
32.
What age are you?
26.
I would take fucking steroids now.
If you were I or you were him, because me,
no, I'm 36, bro. So I would take it now.
Yeah. We were thinking of getting on it.
No, but not like full blown. You know, I'm lifting loads of weights steroid, but like whatever that,
like
test. Get on the test.
The Rogan's on.
Yeah, well, I heard your man, what's his face, Anthony Cumia. You know, of Opie and Anthony, like, and he's saying he's on.
Cumia,
huh? Is it Cumia?
I say it like that.
I'll say it like that, and I think it's a funner world to live in.
Tony Combs.
Tony Combs.
Yeah,
Tony T Combs. But he was saying he was on it. He's on Rogan's. I'm on T. I'm hornier than I've ever been, and I didn't. I was like. I don't
but that's
like that.
Probably because he's not. Like, I think if you're on tea, you got to be working out. If you're just taking tea, then there's no like.
I had to go do a fucking podcast, and you're sitting there like just fucking rock hard on the table.
I came in so hot. I'm just fucking
full of tea. Well, yeah, I would like sometimes I would like, you know, like block a week out and just be like, can you chemically castrate me for that week because I've like a lot of work to do.
Yeah,
just where I'm not like it's not a distracting.
Times to fucking.
If I was on Tesla, I would be Chris Benoit. Like I'd be fucking.
The family be gone.
Well, maybe not that extreme.
No, strangers.
You know, like said. Yeah. I would just be in a Sandra with an erection, and someone would walk in front of me, and I would just
yeah.
You're like gorilla style.
Oh, that yeah, that no
dexterity. The fucking the hammer fit. Messing and hitting the tiles.
Yeah, cracking. Just get up and just do a chicken fillet roll, cheese salad.
Chicken fillet's fucking 12 goujons in it.
It'd be the quickest made roll ever, yes, sir.
Stop fucking a pay.
But I have a notion, like 26, I'm like, I'm coming to my physical peak.
You're going bald. You were talking about that. You going bald?
Yeah, I think I'm
looking forward to it.
You're declining.
I hate it. Really sad. I just like every so often a clip comes up, like of me on stage or on someone's podcast. The lighting's good here, so this is going to look bald as fuck.
Now we'll fix it in post.
Yeah.
Make me not bald.
Just
in
a big
post.
Dodgy patch track in your head.
Just a red, black rectangle.
Just says Vittorio Angeloni in it the whole time.
IG.
Just that Snapchat filter made you look like Elvis.
Yeah. Yeah, you're just a gay cop for a minute. Tie's too small. That was an upsetting thing for me in the Snapchat days. Every filter just wouldn't fit. Do you know what I mean? It would just
be on your Adam's apple.
It would give me like a fake beard and it would just be in the middle of my fat fucking neck. The glasses would be like too thin. Be like, man, is this fucking even? What the fuck is this?
Sad times.
But I'm worried because there's stuff I want to do. I want to be able to do a backflip at some point in my life. But I feel like the clock's ticking on doing a backflip.
Into the pool, like.
You McCann with these dreams.
You know what I mean? Listen, me thinking I could maybe do a backflip is very different than McCann.
I used to do gymnastics for when I was a kid for quite a long time.
You're bizarrely athletic.
You could do... if you went to, like, a facility that had, like, a wee springy, like... runway thing.
Sponge pit and all.
Someone could teach you how to backflip probably in a day.
I think that I'm
probably.
I need to do that
because a lot of it's just like
the fear.
Yeah, it's in your mind, kind of. A front somersault would be a lot harder because everything's like
it's double basically.
It gets like revealed when you go back. You can see everything on the way back.
Yeah, I think
you could do it.
I think I'd close my eyes.
On a, like a bouncy castle, no problem.
Yeah, well, yes. Yeah, so there's lots of things I can do in a bouncy castle, no problem.
But you would do that.
Touch children
until you were good at it. Touch
with bouncy castle law.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen anyone barf on a bouncy castle?
Oh no, but it doesn't like move.
I remember I was at some birthday party. This is back when parents didn't know anything, but someone let their. They were like, "Oh, you know, Mountain Dew that we got. It's like a special thing we got for this."
Mountain Dew is that the
Mountain Dew? Mountain Dew coat. It's the yeah. Mountain Dew. Yeah.
Big gulp.
Yeah, but like this kid drank fucking 2 liters of it and just all over this bouncy castle. And they kind of cleaned it a bit. But then it was like so... It was so sticky that like kids would like bounce and then their sock would just stick to it and their whole foot would come out of it. It was like fucking disgusting. This birthday party was lit.
There was the last days of Rome.
There was a magician, right? This is in the Valley Leisure Centre, right? There's a magician.
And he's...
He was quite good, like, and he was like all fucking about in the bag and all. There's all these mummies and all around the side, and some of them had prams and all. This girl, she could well be like breastfeeding. She's a baby here in a pram, and he's like, "Oh, what I got in the bag?" And he goes, "Oh, a brick," and just goes like this, but it was a foam brick, and everybody just like as like Spice Girls 2 Become 1 was playing in the background. And then he's like, it's only foot, but even still aggressive for a pregnant woman, you know, just throwing a foam brick at her.
A fake brick, yeah.
But everybody shit their pants for a second or two. It was great.
What was my other one? I think I can have a six pack before I expire.
Okay.
I think I can do it.
Yeah, but that's not you. Yeah, but that's not climbing Everest. Like that's not an impressive thing.
Huh? You're a wiry man.
I'm a wiry man.
You're wiry.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. I'm an old fucking mountain goat. I'm an agriculture. I'm a man of the land.
That's it.
I need to be able to move over a lot of different like kind of terrains and communicate with animals and fucking. That's why the dog would have taken a liking to me. He could probably sense that.
Just hang from a tree and what's that, hurling and stuff coming up?
Hanging from a tree.
Just that, you know.
Yeah, that sort of shit.
You climb a lot of things.
Yeah, it's George of the Jungle kind of stuff. Yeah, climbing.
Functional strength.
Going around.
Calisthenics.
Yeah, tools, fucking, you know what I mean?
I'm built for one thing.
What's that?
Pushing.
Scrum. That's your man is built for a scrum.
That's what I'm built for.
Taking
like,
shits.
Like, if I live near you, near your farm or whatever,
yeah,
and something tipped over, you'd be like, get us on the phone. You'd be like, you need to come up here.
Get the wild Guinness out. I can just imagine
this
you.
Thing tipped over and I just come up and fucking...
Well, we could keep you in a pen. We could keep you inside a pen and we'd be feeding you in through the door.
Yeah. Just oats and protein.
Just kicking lads and then we let you out. Just fucking...
I'm just naked but with like rugby boots on. We're like... Like 2-inch studs on it. Ah! Like, shitting while I'm doing it. Like a bear.
But we have little cattle prods to get you up off the ground. To sleep with a
and
fucking.
You're branded. You've got the Rice family crest on your spine.
Yeah. We have a little fucking bucket full of kebab meat in front of you.
And then no, it's like, on it. It's a horse bag. It's on his fucking.
And it stays on.
We get him up. I said, be careful now when you get up. Just fucking. Fucking get him out. Fucking lift up a trip. But then we'd have to get you back in the. That'd be the tough thing. Getting you back in the pen. Would be a
almost
fucking nightmare.
But I got that thing.
Oh, the nose ring.
And you fucking yank me in.
And you see a lot of young ones now with that as well. And it's a kind of a nod to a bull.
Well, that's what pit bulls are for.
It's kind of a wink to the...
Oh, do you mean he's bisexual?
That's a nod to the bull.
It's a nod to the bull.
Say, you know, if you know, you know.
Same fucking thing. Because you get a chain. Yeah. You get the bull and then you put a chain on the bull. So say now, if you were acting the bastard now, and you were fucking trying to, wanted too much kebab meat or whatever else, and then we'd say, would you shut the... Because that's a very sensitive part.
Yeah. And that's what, but that's pit bulls, isn't it? They used to be able to latch on to...
Is that the thing?
I think that's what they were bred for, to be able to... Or a bulldog. That's what
a bulldog,
it is.
A
bulldog,
yeah. Because it's got the big fat head. They're built the cow just...
They're built to latch on to a cow's nose. And yeah,
but they would do it with like eight of them. Yeah. So that they would all add up and wait.
Yeah, but see, the
do you ever get into any of that? So, like, I watched a lot of Yellowstone recently. Do you ever get into any of that fucking...
Yellowstone's a park, is it?
Yeah, but it's all about ranches and stuff and cows. And
yeah.
Do you ever just get in a fucking little calf by a headlock and give it the fucking judo treatment?
No, lad, I've wrestled more calves than you've at hot dinners. And it's a funny thing
I don't think so. I've had more hot cows for dinner than you fucking have pubes in your
mouth. I respectfully disagree, my friend. No, but so, because what starts out with your relationship with the calves is it starts out as being a very benevolent, loving thing.
Because they need you
and they're sucky calves, so you can, so there's a thing where you get your hand and you put it in the calf's mouth because they believe it might be an old tit and they hand. Suck on it and it feels unbelievable. Like you could, like if you bring friends
for
over,
you or the fucking.
Well, I can only say from my point of view, it was a winter wonderland. But for,
I did see a video of a guy put his dick in a cow's mouth.
You did
a sucky
not.
Calf?
It was in the old, you know, like. Sort of, what was the website? Like fucking steak and cheese. That sort of like early internet. And there was a few websites that were just chaos. And the guy was just dicking the calf's mouth.
Like, I could
100%. And he bust quick. He bust in seconds.
Like, the way they suck. The and I'm not joking. And I'm not.
Do you know who loves this podcast? Freya. Your girlfriend love this.
Oh, she'd like it, would she? She's
I'm
a sweet tooth.
I'm joking.
All right. Yeah. Oh, I was just thinking she might have a sweet tooth for an old
beast. So like
she's a big animal guy.
Yeah.
Nino the dog's like one thing. A sucky calf is like...
But see, the way they suck, and this is, I'm not trying to make this dirty, but they would fucking absolutely bring you to pleasure town. Afternoon delight. Like, you know, sky rockets in flight. Boo! Afternoon. They are just, and it's so warm, and it's before their teeth are too.
Are you sure you haven't stuck your dick in a calf?
I didn't
but
do
make
it.
Sure you beep the dead guy's name. That's all we need. Nothing else. Everything else is totally.
Beep the cow's name for fuck's sake.
Get Carew's name out of this, and it's clean, right? So, but we would have to, like, our parent, like, we were kind of you'd have to be kind of subtly told. We didn't get birds and the bees talk about having sex with women or anything, but it's like,
listen, the guys and the dogs.
Well, no, it's just like the cast, the dogs, fine to pet them, fine to have the sucky, but kind of leave it at that, you know what I mean?
They have to tell you that.
Well, they just kind of say it because they know boys will be boys. Do you know what I mean?
Calves will be calves.
They know that, like, nature will take over if there's not a few guidelines put in place. We're curious beings. We all are. You are as well. Stop acting like you're above it over there. The old Geddes bull in the fucking shed. You'd be fucking... I'd be flat out with my hand in your mouth as well. You know? We'd be having a fucking whale of a time, you know? Fucking Christmas.
It's like an old Vice documentary where the guy's like, hey, we're, and the, this is when Vice used to send like some stoner to like Colombia, and he's like, hey, we're in Colombia, and apparently the guys have sex with donkeys around here. And the guy just went and did a bunch of reports, and then they're like, okay, we're just going to walk around the corner and this guy's going to be having sex with a donkey. Because they're so religious that they're like, don't be fucking humans.
Yeah.
Pre-marriage.
But there's nothing in the book about donkeys.
Nothing in the book. The guy fucking from the back.
Yeah, we found a loophole.
And then he just walked around the corner and he's like, yeah, there it is. This guy fucking a donkey.
But I love
and the guy's, you know the sad thing? You gotta bring the wee step. You gotta bring the
like
fucking...
one of those flip-out ones from Tesco.
This guy's had like a crate, you know, like you'd say at the back
like
of
a
box.
Crate,
just,
that's
yeah, just he's like, well... Off the work, you know, it's like, you know when you're at a festival and you're walking around with a bog roll?
Yeah.
You know, big man needs a shout. You see this fucking Manuel heading down the town with a crate. Go on, good lad.
Get her, buck.
Get her in there. He's
gonna fucking have a crate. Get the stiff for Manuel. He is ready.
I wish I was tall like my cousin. he don't need no step.
He don't need Carlos, no step. He crouches just to get it.
He's very tall.
But I'd say there's probably an old woman or two who'd need a step along with him to get it done.
They're underneath if it's a donkey.
Huh?
Big donkey. But I love those little loopholes in religion and stuff, like those Mormons who do the soaking.
What's
you heard of soaking?
No.
Oh, mate. You know the way Mormons aren't allowed to fuck?
Mm-hmm.
So
pre-marriage?
Yeah.
But then they can marry like eight people.
Well, afterwards it's fucking but hell's
they,
bells.
They put it in and don't move. So that doesn't count. So they just soak the dick.
Man, I've been soaking for years. That's my technique.
But this is the mad thing. They get their mates to jump on the bed because it's not them doing the movement, so it doesn't count as fucking. So their mates are there, like.
That would be so handy.
Wait now, when you're inside, will you be happy, careful what mate it was jumping on the bed?
Or the bed.
Or you could be.
I got you on the bed. I broke the bed just lying on them.
You get.
No,
I'm
like
soaking, bed, I'm just like. Colin, I'm soaking, and he just goes, yeah. Beds up against the wall.
Just straight through.
For fuck's sake, but get us back in the shed. For fuck's sake.
Off by the nose. I mean, that's fucking. But, that's great. That's great.
Soaking. So I just love the like,
what a horrible name as well.
Do you look while you're bouncing? I don't know.
And then does someone getting sick because they drank too much Mountain Dew? Just fucking puking all over the young one. She's like, fuck's sake, I should have been a Muslim. What am I doing?
And then you get the guy who's like, fuck. You got Davey. He's like fucking one of them African. Like, you just take her in a different gear. Guys just run on the spot. You can just bark at him like you're fucking. You can't come to the front of the boat.
In his skull?
Yeah. Stroke! First line's coming up. You'd be like, give me the beans there.
Like a drill sergeant.
Down up! And you're just.
I don't know, but I believe.
Just dead. Must be awkward.
Don't move.
Staring at someone from that distance, just like. Yeah. Your mates just...
I'm not fucking moving. That's a fact. It's up and down. Fuck me, man.
What if you're like, you know, hitting it from the back with no strings attached? How do they work that one?
Then it's going to have to...
Like you're on a swing?
Yeah.
Yeah. They'd have two people either side of the bed just fucking heave-ho, like...
Like on those old mine carts.
But on the hole, they'd send you halfway back through the wall.
What if it was like, you know, like a tandem skydive? Guys just... just strapped to your back and he's doing all the fuck. Guy's knackered. And
he's getting nothing from it. He's getting nothing from it.
He's just, your arms are flailing.
Okay, because you're not going to move at all. You just be loose.
I mean, the girl would just be like, oh, we just get married. I mean, is this not what Good Lord. But that shit, it goes back to a lot of shit, Roma, goes back to ancient times. They would, back in the day, like in the Colosseum.
Hey, don't get
stuff.
Serious now.
No. Because you're all having a big laugh about this, and it's not funny. And it's actually, it's because this is my life, and this is how I grew up. But they used to get in the Colosseum, they'd have an old bull. They'd have an old bull come out for a young one, and they'd have her, and they'd kind of, they'd have her on all fours. Now, don't think I'm, people be like, you're a massage, I'm just recounting fucking history. And then they'd, whatever, they'd put a bit of food coming up to her to bring the bull over, and they'd have the bull shagger. This being about in front of 40,000 people. Lads going wild.
Sell tickets. Is this just like for entertainment?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh.
And fucking, but like, think
didn't
about
say
it.
Didn't say that in Gladiator?
Huh? Delete,
are you call. Not entertained?
My name is Maximus. But like, but think about it. If you heard now there was a young one, Sandra from fucking, that works in Greg's, and she was down below, and you had old O'Reilly's bull coming down, and you put it up in fucking, what, is there a stadium? There's a stadium in Belfast, is there?
Yeah.
Yeah, bring her down. The whole fucking place would be out.
Where are you doing that?
Windsor
Park. Yeah. David Healy in the stands.
Watch someone get fucked by a bull.
Like, get us out of the traps. He's on the, running around.
Hard to keep entertained, these fucking Romans, aren't they?
Ah, yeah, but you're
they didn't have phones.
Yeah.
He's like, I've seen enough killing for the day. Someone get fucked to death by a car here.
Yeah. I was on.
I've watched, like, all sorts of videos of it. They've just become videos now. Like, I've watched people kick dogs to death and all online and behead. Like, we've all seen beheadings.
I've seen a beheading in a while now.
There's been a while since the beheadings. TikTok kind of took out the beheadings.
Did you watch that? No, I stayed away from that.
I've told the story on the podcast a bunch, but in the Wild West days of the internet, like, there was no firewall in our school, and someone brought up your guy Ken Bigley just getting his head cut off, and we were all standing, you know, like a wee bit of charcoal in their hand, like, oh wow.
And I can imagine what you were drawing for your next
thing. It's art.
Let's go up the t-shirt. Can we order about 15 litres of red paint for next week? For these exams coming up, please.
I was on a date with one once, and we were in there, and she's like, oh, what's your biggest fantasy? And I have nothing. I don't.
And you two sitting in Nando's? Fucking
just absolutely fucking corn on the cob, munching it, either like Lady in the Tramp style. That's what I'd like.
Lady in the Tramp, corn on the cob?
Yeah, but we're just
long
either side.
Yeah.
And that's just me. But that's, again, the agricultural background coming in. But I says to her,
you eat the cob.
What?
You eat the cob.
I eat the fucking, I'm not letting her have it. I've paid. So I says, oh, I don't know, whatever. Because I just like it, just doing it, whatever way. And then I said, oh, what's your fancy? And she's like, oh, you're going to think it's stupid or crazy. And then I was like, no. And she's like, I want to be shagged by a dog. She says, I want to be shagged by a dog. I was like, what, really? She's like, yeah. She's like, that's what she watches online, is lads, women getting shagged by dogs, lad. Don't turn away now. This is the truth. Stare the truth in the face. This is reality. This is life. You're watching people getting beheaded now. I don't know why this has turned into like Prime Time Investigates, but she would want that.
But she just said that with a straight face.
I swear to God. And
do you think that information?
Complete weirdos invented the term, like, don't kink shaming. You're kink shaming. Yeah. Like, no. Nobody wants to get fucked by a dog.
Oh, this young lady did, Julie. She wanted nothing
more.
Don't bleep that.
No, because if I had said keep Karoo out of this, but
she's alive.
Oh, she is. She's alive for and now. She's having a fucking whale of a time. But
with Nino,
if the Nino thing happened with her now, she would have thought she died and went to heaven. Now, but so then I ended up anyway. So I ended up riding anyway later on in the night, and I threw in a few barks just to fucking see what, and she went like fucking billio. It's no joke, I swear to God. Yeah. But I thought this is not my wife, I said to myself. Surely this is.
She's at home.
This is not my wife, I said to myself. Surely this is not.
You feel cold? I feel cold after hearing that.
This happens when
I remember seeing a guy. There was a girl's, and I wasn't like long out of school, which was even more disturbing. But there was a girl's birthday, probably like her 19th or something. Mm. And everybody in her family thought it was hilarious to get her a sex toy each. So like everybody bought her a fucking dildo of some sort.
Members of her own family.
It looked like it, you know, like all the dirty aunties and the fucking whatever.
Oh my God.
These people are scum, but She was sitting there.
By the way, they're scum.
By the way, I know. But she was sitting there, you know, smiling like this, big jug of fucking woo woo or whatever cocktail, like 40 dildos. But there were all different ones. There was one of them, you know, the one that's like the looks like this, like a finger.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Like that. One of them was like a horse cock, which I was like, so, like
specific.
I know we're all being cheeky and whatever, but it's like, but like.
Yeah,
I hate to do that. Like, oh, imagine if a fella. But like, if a fella was like, oh, I've got to, you know, open his drawer and there's like a fucking
a horse fanny,
a chicken pussy or something, and you're like, man, I just love it. Like fleshlight, make a fucking lizard quim.
Going in there searching for eggs, trying to scoop a few eggs.
Like you would literally, you would phone the police. But she just like, imagine being fucked by a fucking horse. Wouldn't that be class?
That is mad. Like,
but there's no, there's
a little
not,
iguana pussy or
because that's really only for women and like gay fellas. Anyone who's attracted to men like can be like, oh, a big horse's cock. Like that's okay for them to be like, that's an attractive thing, a big horse's cock. But there's like, if a fella ever said any part of an animal was attractive, you'd be like, oh, a fucking gorilla pussy. Like that's what I want in my life.
Orangutan titties.
And they're just, there's like two stress balls.
Just looking at like cow's udders going,
yeah, don't know about that.
Yeah, man. Okay.
Bust in the cage room and he's like,
why can't you be like this, Sinead? Oh, fuck's
sake. Six titties.
Jesus, I've had it.
You should have flipped it back on her. If that ever happens to you again, if you say, what's your big sexual fantasy? And she says, I want to be fucked by a dog. You got to come straight back with like, I want to be sucked off by a calf.
Yeah, and butcher, and I wouldn't be talking out of school there.
Get her with a bell round her neck.
It wouldn't be my first time, but I would like you to, be...
If you've been stuck in the middle of London, just Googling where the closest farm is.
Hackney City Farm, that's where you need to be at.
Yeah.
Jesus, yeah.
Awesome. Sort of wild-looking Irishman standing outside. Yeah. You open? You open, yeah?
Like those lads that knock on the door, Wetherspoons at 10 a.m. Hey, you're legally open now.
Full erection. Time's money.
Being your own sundial. Look at the time.
Time's money. My dad used to say time is money a lot while he was like sitting in sweats drinking red wine. You're like watching Eurosport. Time's money.
That's so good. Just doing
nothing. Oh, fuck. How's London treating you anyway? Enjoying it? You hate it, don't you?
What? No, Jesus, don't.
Tell that story about you. Because what did you say? You don't have the hands to wipe your arse?
Me?
Yeah, and you waited, maybe you said you waited like 6 months to get a radiator fixed. Like,
oh, for fuck's sake. Well, sure, look, I did.
I'm not the handiest guy ever, but I was just like, what the fuck am
I? So I was fucking, so I was in London, for the winter in London now, it's just like here, it's freezing cold, and I was up in my old mangy room up in London, and no heating in the room. But I'm someone who has that, like, I'm too ticked to realize I can change the course of history. So like in my mind, whatever is
our, the course of history.
It is the course of history because everything's history. What's happening now is history. So
the temperature. You need to want to change the temperature.
And it's all going to fit into the history.
The canvas, the tapestry of life.
Yeah, absolutely. It's connected to the Renaissance somehow. I don't know yet. But so I was in there and I was like, and it was freezing cold. And I just tell him, oh, my room's cold. Oh, fuck. So I got myself a big weighted blanket. Did you ever have one of them?
No.
Oh, lad, it's like you're fucking, it's like you're buried alive. It's like you're in the dirt.
They stress me out. I don't like the thought of a weighted blanket.
I have a little bit of like claustrophobia about my legs being stuck and stuff. And I'm
duvets when they tuck them back around. I need to get that out before I get into bed.
Yeah. Well, so I'm underneath this. I can't fucking move. And when you're asleep, like it feels like you're dead. And that's the deepest sleep you can have, you know? It's like, whoa. And so I got the weighted blanket and I'd be under that, but be freezing, like I could see the condensation coming out and I'd be like, oh, I'm ever so cold. And it was very, I was Oliver Twist up there. But I feed into that because from my father, just the misery of life. Oh, it's all shit and cold and miserable. I was pissing in bottles. There's no need for that. The toilet was over there, but I got into
it's
it,
cold,
know.
You've the peasant up.
Yeah.
Put the lid back on.
Bring hot, basically make your own hot water bottle.
Yeah.
I'd kind of wake up sometimes just to get my calf pussy and I'd give it a rodder and then I'd be back off to the land and not
it's
again.
Freezing too.
Yeah, freezing.
trying to blow a bit of life
into it. Which was great because it makes you think it's a dead calf. So you're like, ah, you know. So,
you're creme fraiche like.
You know, you're just, you're absolutely, insane, you know, cloud nine. So anyway, I was there in the cold for anyway for ages. But I'd be complaining because I love complaining. So I was telling everyone, oh, I'm up in the cold and it's like fucking Siberia up there. And, you know, I'm in the gulag and it's great.
And, North London.
Yeah, absolutely. And then like my roommate one day, she's just so sick of me. She's like, just fucking ring the landlord and ask him to come over about the thing. Now, I've tried a few yokes already. I tried to bleed the radiator, and now I don't have the hands to wipe my arse, so I was up there and I had a knife and I was trying to just cut at it. And I
that's not the utensil you need.
Well, sure, look, it's easy saying in retrospect now, sitting in your fucking ivory tower over there. But it was... Yeah, yeah. Up on your horse, Lord fucking Angeloni. Little judge's wig on you. Fuck off. Now,
I'll need a wig.
Do you have one?
Do you know what you should get?
I take one.
You should get a Napoleon hat. Like, just one of those, like, just full regalia, and that's just who you are from
just
now
that
on.
Just a picture of Joaquin Phoenix from the new film that's coming out, just full.
Absolutely. Just
that'd be so funny on stage. We were talking about stage outfits yesterday. That'd be the maddest one.
Oh. I think you should up your game.
On stage?
Yeah.
Well, you think I look like an old rag?
No, I think you push it further.
Mm.
I think you go on with that long coat you have. with nothing on under it. Just bare chest, the long Damien Rice fucking coat.
Oh, fucking hell.
That is the most I've moved to England from Ireland coat in the world.
My coat?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And are you saying that as a kindness to me or a dig?
Maybe, you're just very, you're like, very like, I've moved over here to make a life for myself.
Yeah, but sure, haven't I though?
Take your good coat.
But sure, isn't it an apt coat?
I had nothing
then?
But the coat in my back and the boots on my feet.
Ah yes, sure, look, I'm only an old fucking
and
useless.
A cat hair toothbrush. Just in your pocket.
That's cat it. Hair in one day, little calf pussy in the other, just wriggling my fingers, just, I'm gonna make it, mama. So
brand
anyway.
New version of the streets in New York.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, I tell Joanne, she's like, bring over the landlord. So the landlord is this owl lad from the west of Ireland, and he came over at like 18. Now he owns like 6 houses. Everyone, and from doing nothing special, back then if you just did your job for 20 years, you could own the world in its
half
mother, you know.
Now
you have to be an oligarch or whatever and have 70 fucking children on the books. But back then... Back then, you could just lay a few bricks and the kingdom of heaven was yours. But so, anyway, your man, so is rich. So he comes over anyway. And he just comes into my room. Actually, the old room, I have the cat puts in my You know, I'm like,
in case he can
bottles
use it for his.
Bottles of piss. This is a bit of our...
Do you have a house party in here?
Yeah. Like a bit of apple juice. And so, anyways, he comes in. And this is a real Irish thing. He just says, before he goes near the radiator, he's like, I'm going to tell me a few stories. Because he probably doesn't get to meet that many young Irish lads as much. So he's like, just starts telling me these dog, miserable, sad stories about this family up the road. There were 16 of them, the Cairns family. And sure, all the children, they were poor and the children had nits. And sure, it was a disgrace on the family at the time if your children had nits. And the doctor came over and he was picking the old lice out of their hair. And sure, it was no good. It wasn't good at all. Sure, next thing I know, the doctor tells the priest. And the priest goes out on Sunday Mass. And he said, the Cairns family children, they're all riddled with nits. Tells everyone in the village. And sure, your wonder mother, she was beside herself with the shame from the nits. So doesn't she bring the children home, drops them all into the house, and goes straight out into Salt Hill Bay, kills herself. Stone dead, wades out into the big knotting. Found the next day, dragged out. Oh, Jesus, God help us, there were still a few nits in her, but she was gone. So I was just like, Jesus fucking Christ.
You know, really,
good God, I thought I had a badge, you know.
And you're like, do you have the wee thing? An Allen key? Do you have the thing? It's an Allen key.
Yeah, so next thing anyway, he launches into Annie, sure, a cousin of mine, he was down there, he was a young lad, he was in the Christian Brothers, poor young fella, the west of Ireland, sure, as we all were, and oh, sure, didn't it?
The pipes start playing in the background?
From the radiator?
He goes, and sure, didn't the young lad, he went in there, and sure, he was naive, a lovely young lad, he used to play the tin whistle, very lovely, and he was as nice a young lad as you could meet, and didn't the Christian Brothers make shite of him? Jesus, there was one fella, Geherty, Father Geherty, sure, he was riding him morning, noon and night, and sure, there was no let up. Bastards. They are fucking bastards, I swear to God. I'm standing there beside
just the, freezing.
He's just, probably like, I've been walking around London for years just being cheery to everybody. Yeah. It's so good to see you. And at this here's stage, everyone that's died and been molested.
This stage he's kind of found a calf pussy. There's a bit of happiness left in the world.
Tish to home.
Oh fuck. It's like Kerry going butter. Right.
So big grip it.
Yeah.
But Barry's tea bags on his cock.
Oh, calf pussy in a jar of dirt.
Just crunching tatoes into his ears and just gone solid bad. So next thing anyway. Finishes that story and then I thought like that's it and then he goes
fuck
my brother and I was like yeah he goes cancer I was like yeah so he's only 47 a young man really and sure died and great man the community the church wouldn't we wanted to bury him on the Sunday they said there was no room bastards you know bastards fucking bastard
he's a bastard
yeah I used to believe in Christ but he's a stranger to me now and I says right he's no close friend of mine either there's a calf pussy in there you know anyway so next thing he goes over to the radiator I was like hasn't been working for months now I've been in the cold Jesus, that was a cold winter how'd you get through that and I was like sure I've got a weighted blanket there it makes you feel like you're almost dead Jesus, that must be nice I was like it is and so next thing anyway he just looks at the whole thing and he's like looks down to the host and he goes and did you try turn it on and in my head I was like oh fuck
huh
he goes oh what's that turn it on what's that? Is Lisa calling me down below? I think I have to. And he goes, you try to turn on. I try to say, I go, oh, yes, or of course I did. It's just turned off there now. I said, be Jesus, what's going on in here? That's the sum. And in my head, I'm like, I'm the biggest fucking spastic that's ever lived on earth. Like, I'm the biggest spastic in London. Like, this city has never seen someone as fucking
he's
dumb.
Just thinking through everyone he knows who's dead.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what a shame it is that you survived.
Like, I don't have nits, but I do. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
nits of the brain, they're further in than your scalp.
Nothing but nits rolling around this fucking
you're on
head.
The phone to the Free Fringe the next day. Show name is Biggest Spastic in London. 10 past 3 sounds good.
Yeah. So, next thing anyway, he goes over.
Turns the radiator on.
Turns the knob on and he says, feel that there now. And like, it's just heating up immediately. And I was like, Jesus. He's like, do you feel that? I was like, oh, I think there might be something coming through there. He puts his hand on it. So you never turned it on. I never turned on. And I just had to be like, I'm a big baby. I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know. He said, Jesus, you're some idiot. I was like, oh, sure I am. Will you have a cup of tea? He says, I will. And he went down and told me about some
fills
more.
Up the canister.
Told you about kettles.
He set it down and he goes, this kettle's taking ages. And he just goes,
oh, the jug? Yeah. The jug heats up? Are you serious? I've been just holding tea bags in my mouth till they fucking went warm.
Oh. He's got the tea bag in his mouth and he just sips some boiling water. Just
like he thinks one of them.
Like it's going
fucking tucked up on his mouth. Do you want a cup of tea?
Yeah. Oh, do you do the milk first or
what? Oh, lads. I must
the milk first!
I'm genuinely the biggest window licker I've ever come across. Holy God.
Right, hold on a minute. We got some questions here.
Right.
Best Irish slur you've had in London? Does anyone give you any abuse?
Classic potato muncher.
Yeah.
There's two people in this world I won't take stick from.
Who's that?
English people or like Dublin comedians.
Right.
Because, you know, you go down there and it's all and you're just like, fuck up, will you?
Oh, like they're doing your, they're taking
they
off.
Can't not do it.
Yeah.
And you're like, bro, get, you know.
Yeah, well, but then they go to London and the exact same thing happens to them. And they're like, fuck them. These people are very rude. And you go, yeah, that's what you were doing.
That's right. But
and then they go up and do the same shit that everyone does, you know, when you're in Dublin.
Yeah.
Obama's here doing that. You're like, fucking.
Yeah. No, it's, and certainly as I'm nodding in agreement, I'm like, have I probably done that like a little cunt, have I?
They're doing Obama material, but they've just repurposed it for Joe Biden's visit. It's like, man, he's black. No, sorry, fuck, I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Big black Biden. Big black Joey.
He's dropped as many M-bombs probably as Obama.
Smoky Joe, they call him.
But I had a thing in when I was in Edinburgh this year, and you know, you've no security. In like, because you're just in your show, And I had a one who I was doing my show, and she just goes like, in the middle of it, and I wouldn't mind, she had been hanging around the bar. She's an old bar fly in the bar I was in, the Waverly. And I'd be in there, and she used to always just say to me, as this kind of show, I'm going to come up to your show one day. She's English, and she's just like, better be funny.
Oh, yeah.
You know, one of these ones. And you're like, Jesus, would you go away and die in the Salt Hill Sea, will you? Do you know what I mean? So she's like, better be funny. So she comes up anyway one day, and she's steaming, and she has her old man with her. And the man is only an old fucking, you know, he's like a fly in a spider web, just sticky old fucking, but he's a Scottish guy, scuttled Kevin. Anyway, Kevin just leaves the show, just be like, this is shite, just leaves, right? And she's just like, I might be coming out after you soon, Kevin. So then I just started talking. She's like, you sound like a leprechaun. You sound like a fucking leprechaun. She's just saying this during the show. And I just stood there. And it's one of my proudest moments now. And I just put the mic down and I sat down. And I said, I'm not saying one more word till you fucking get out. Yes.
Come on! You will not take our freedom! Yeah.
The eight right? other people were like,
Yeah.
What did he say?
Yeah.
I had a fella in my Edinburgh show last year. It was a bit where I talk about people stereotyping Irish people in London, and I tell a couple of stories about it, and then he just goes, I actually disagree.
Oh.
And I was like, with the factual stories I just said? And he was like, I just think you've met a couple dickheads. I don't think English people don't like Irish people.
It's happening. It's happening. It's happening again.
Well, no, what he said, and this was my fucking proudest moment on stage ever. He goes, I just think like 10% of people are assholes. And that's just not like, oh no, what he said, 1%, 1% of people are assholes. And I was like, well, no, more than 1% of people are assholes, because there's only 60 people in here and you're one.
Oh, Mavs roast.
Oh, we started playing the radiator.
Sometimes
I wish I could just do a half backward roll and pull my asshole and just shove someone's head in it. Just the most aggressive fucking.
Yeah. Oh, it'd be great. Richard Gere was shoving gerbils up there.
Phenomenal.
Aye.
What else have we got? How long?
Oh, fuck. Jesus, you're after hurting yourself. You're after hurting yourself, Guinness.
Oh, this is just a wee throwaway, but shout out to Eleanor. Would the pair of them come to do the boxing next year if it happened?
Oh,
I was due to. This is
happened?
I was supposed to fight James McKegney, who's like a nice tubby little fella. And I thought that would be alright. He's nice, Anton. He's not tubby, but he's
he's a wee tank, but you know,
but
he's strong.
Like, and he's also a stoner who does loads of exercise, and they're kind of scary.
But he also has no feet now after breaking them.
Yeah, he snapped both his ankles.
At the Christmas do.
You not seen this video?
Not a foot.
And Mickey's just still
footless. He fell off a little riser stage.
The Lavery stage.
And broke one ankle. Dislocated ankle, broken foot or something. Both feet fucked.
Oh, Jesus.
He's in two moves.
He's like a mermaid.
Fucking ages.
For 6 weeks.
Little mermaid.
He was on the podcast last week. I got him a pair of Vans. Nice high top ones.
Really?
Ankle support?
Yeah. As a roast, but also
as a little good lad.
But I was supposed to find him, and then he snapped both his feet, and then supposed to be Cormac McDermott, and he does like Muay Thai and stuff. And they were all training weekly in Belfast. And I was like, I'm just in London eating fried chicken. I'm going to die if I do this.
Yeah. So would we think, though, I think what she's saying now, would we...
Would we do the next one?
Would we fight each other?
I'd fight you.
Yeah, fucking, you'd be sorry.
You're a wiry, long boy.
Oh, you'd be
But
in
if
trouble.
I got on the inside, it'd be over.
You'd be in trouble.
I'd just start whistling like a radiator.
I'd make sausages out of you.
Your teeth will be on the inside.
I'd make sausages out of you. I'd ride you. I'd fucking...
He's that farmhand.
It'd be like the bull and the woman in the Coliseum.
I'm a soft city boy.
Yeah.
I don't think I should...
No,
I
but I played
anybody.
Sports with you, and you do. You're not because you've got enough evil in you to fucking compete.
I'm strong. Like I've got the strong ass.
Yeah, you've got autistic strength.
I've got a strong ass.
Yeah, you've got autistic strength.
Well, I don't think I would know when to stop. I would keep punching you until somebody pulled me off.
Ah, yeah, but you'd be you'd be fucking
be him.
Stop!
If you weren't wearing Kuiper and shorts.
My hand would be in his mouth.
I just confuse him. I dress up as Nino.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, no. I do think that'd be... But I think it'd be... I think you'd be... Like, I wouldn't want your mother there now.
No, my mum was like terrified of me doing it. She was like, please don't. I was like, she was like, absolutely, please don't.
Yeah, yeah. No. I wouldn't want her to see. I'd want Carlo. I'd want your father to see what he's going to do to you.
Fucking tidy a chair.
Yeah.
Like, hold his ankle.
Like in Breaking Bad when he's in the back of the van. Hank! Hank!
I was thinking it's Clockwork Orange. Just
fucking Hank. No, my boy! My droogs!
It was sort of happening after I was like, I don't know if I'd be interested in that. And then it was like organized. But then I seen it and I was quite jealous and I was like, I would definitely.
You'd be
do
like
that,
that Simpsons episode. You'd kill everybody.
You'd make fucking porridge or some cunt. But that'd be
maybe
fun.
Not, but I can't really fight, but I would have a bit of a dog in me competitive wise.
Jesus.
You know, I wouldn't take it well.
Fucking hell.
I just don't know.
And I'd be like, that's all a laugh. And then I would see the other person training and stuff and I'd be like, fuck, I'd lose my mind.
I'd say you'd be biting that ear. Like years, you'd make it holy
for charity.
I bet it for money, yeah.
Oh, fuck. Did anyone
not
get
for charity, but for money?
Did anyone get saucy in the boxing?
Johnny Bo got a tooth knocked.
Johnny Bo, I walked in with 2 pints. I went by myself. It was great. I was up on the balcony and just went by myself, and everyone I knew was like fighting, so I was just kind of there. And as I walked in, Cormac was fighting Ian Thompson, and just this. Bang, the slap of the something right hook, and I was just like, oh goddamn, it's like, real. Jesus Christ, fucking pints from me.
I'd be vaguely interested. I don't know, actually, you're tall.
Oh.
I'm getting worried now. You've got long arms.
This is the issue. There
arms.
Aren't enough people to fairly match things up. There's a lot of mismatches. Like,
I'd like that now. I'd like a mismatch in my favor. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah. Wouldn't we all?
You and William Thompson.
Put me in the ring. Oh, lad. I'd love that. I'd really fucking... I'd be very embarrassing
when he knocked you out, though.
Oh. Yeah, that's the thing. And as well, if I lost to you now, I would...
Because that hand is like a hammer if he catches you with it.
Yeah, he's like Joe Fraser.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just done. You know, like...
Jesus, yeah, like I'd have to move to Guatemala if I lost to you now. I just couldn't.
If you lost to me?
I couldn't take
podcast
it.
Podcast over, done?
Yeah.
Nah, we can't do the boxing.
No.
It's not worth the risk of me killing you.
Oh, Jesus, I would. Oh, but like it would, it'd bring out something in you, something old like, and pagan.
Cormac would have been a good fight for him.
But Cormac's like, does Muay Thai and stuff.
Yeah, but they're similar. Tall, wiry, tall. You know, you can be, there's like tall and skinny, and then there's like tall and like
wiry. You've like got wiry. Long you'd be, muscles.
Yeah, muscular.
I appreciate that. Thanks. No, genuinely.
Yeah. But it was more likely going to be me and Dave, and the both of us were just like, I don't know.
I think me and McKegney would have been a good matchup.
Probably would.
Yeah.
Probably would.
Would have been good to watch.
Let me see if I got one more question. We've got loads of questions, but this guy actually says, has Vittorio heard back from the doctors?
Oh, this is about autism?
He was at Leicester Square Theatre.
Yeah, this is about the autism. I might have autism.
In the foreskin?
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Part of it. Well, yeah. Everyone's autistic.
You know, it's
in
the spectrum has everyone in it.
That's yeah, right. But I'm currently seeking, not seeking diagnosis. I don't know if I want to get it, but it's a whole thing. But basically, yeah, so it apparently takes fucking ages. I'm through to the second round. Of autism.
Right. Judges' 16.
Judges' houses.
Yeah.
Knockout stage.
Because I've had a few people now being ratty with me now recently, just being like, well, does he have fucking autism or not? And there's
people get very angry about the fact that I don't know.
How did that finally come to the surface where you're like, I should go and see something?
Well, I started talking to Mike about what every other... That was a good autistic face. I should talk to somebody about this.
Yeah.
I started talking about you, about what lots of comedians think about me. And I was like, I thought I was mates with all those people. And you were like, no, you've been very rude to every single one of them.
Yeah. He was hurting everyone's feelings, including my own.
I was completely unaware.
Absolutely.
Before we started the podcast, we had to have a sit down where Mike basically went, you said these things. And it really
hurt my feelings. Yeah. I didn't like it. What was that about you, cunt? Right?
And I thought,
heavy breathing like that.
Yeah.
What was that about?
The fuck was that about? I've been trying to be good to you.
But yeah, I just realized I was completely unaware of how I come across the people and how rude I am to everybody.
Wow. Yeah.
So I've
got autism too. I have ADHD.
Do you?
Or maybe ADD. I have terrible problems with focus.
Yeah.
Lose interest immediately in everything.
Yeah. I see.
Hard to focus. You know, like, fucking, you know, that lo-fi beats, windows closed, one page, and then be like, here's the 3 things I'm doing today. Like, it's like,
yeah.
I need to really like bottleneck the focus.
That's just phones, isn't it? I think phones is fucking up my
phones
attention.
Phones are annoying, yeah.
Yeah, but I think I don't have a drop of it now myself.
What the fuck are you talking? You don't have a drop of ADHD?
No, none of it.
I'm clean. You've AD triple HD.
I'm fucking Hitler. What do you want? I'm just...
But like, you have ADHD.
Now,
you
to be
AD.
Saying there's nothing wrong with you and be like, I'm like Hitler.
No. Nein, bitte. No, I'm not like Hitler. But I'd say if he met me, he would have thought, well, that's what we're at.
He would have switched the blonde to brown hair and
Yeah. But
you're so ADHD.
Whoa, now.
You're like ultra HD. You're
easy,
fucking AD 4K.
Easy there now. Hey, now. Whoa, says Dan. What's going on here?
You're a mad cunt. What are you talking about?
I'm not well.
You walk on stage and grab everybody by the head before you start talking.
I like to get a feel for the cunts. I like to see what's going
Taste
on
tactile
in there.
Tactile guy.
Comedians go just go feel them out, but Mike is that.
Feel them out. Suck my hand. Yeah. Suck my hand, you bitch.
Yeah, I tell you, last night I did like...
You got a lesbian by the head last night.
I did. I was going to put a ring in her. I was going to put a little ring in her. Bring her around like a bull. Put her in a pen.
She fucking could have done with it.
Put her in a pen with Guinness.
Yeah,
and
she was a tricky
customer.
She
needed a muzzle. You know, like just fucking shut her mouth shut.
But I did actually lose. I felt I lost the audience just for a minute or two because I went down into the audience to this lad. I don't know what he was saying. And I grabbed his girlfriend and was bringing her up to the stage with me. Like, just, man. And I could feel the audience just be like, wait, hold on. What the fuck are you doing? So I just let her go. I was like, I let her go. she's free again.
It was funny when you let her go. It looked like you expected an applause for letting her go.
I did.
Everyone's just like,
I thought people, the benevolent Mike has let her free to live amongst the people again. But people were just a bit, they freaked him out. And I was like, I'm not doing that again. Back to the lesbian night. Like,
you big bitch.
No one gives a fuck about her.
Oh, it's true, because you can just be mean to them and there's...
Ah, yeah.
Nah, you're full of the fucking...
You could pour a bowl of custard over their head and they'd be... Yeah. Applause.
Everyone's got something, you know. No one's in this game for.
Yeah. Oh yeah, there's damage and all sorts. And I don't even know what the fuck. What difference would it make if someone was like, you're autistic?
No.
I just want. I honestly just want everyone to leave me alone.
I even think like the human urge to quit a thing when it's massively humiliating.
Yeah.
None of us have it.
Yeah.
You know, anyone in their right mind would have went, this is not for me. I do not feel good about this. I will stop doing this. And we're like, nah, fucking, we'll get them some night.
Oh, the stand-up?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Like, you go, I go up here. Like, people have, I've had experiences on stage that are the nightmares you have before you start stand-up.
Yeah.
You know, where you're like, you can't get your breath and your fucking mouth's dry and you can't really see the crowd and it's quiet and everything says horse shit. And then you wake up going, I've had that fucking hundreds of times.
Oh, yeah.
My panic dream about stand-up is the whole stage is an inclined treadmill. So the whole time I'm doing my set, I have to fucking just run the whole time. And I can't see the audience. I can't get over the top of it. It's fucking...
You could do a bit more work up there.
Just because I stand still and don't
you stand
run
still. You wouldn't work to warm yourself up there.
Scream.
Do you know what I mean? You need to touch the audience, shout, punchlines, no. Shouting.
I like to do it. I'll stand relatively still and then an explosion that they don't expect.
And then you come
physically out
with fucking King Charles's fingers, like sausages. I always remember that image.
Yeah.
Like, imagine making bits of all the children on the island. Yeah. That was rude.
Yeah. But here, best joke of the set. That was the best joke of the whole brilliant set.
Yeah.
And I wasn't expecting it to go down well in London. Then afterwards, everybody, like even the staff in the place, were like, that's fantastic.
It's fantastic, the sausage, the imagery.
The imagery.
Of the children struggling, being penetrated by the girth of the things.
I didn't go into that much depth. Yeah. I like that, you know, you let them finish the joke for you.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
It's like, you have that.
No, Mike doesn't let that happen. No, Mike just makes sure he gets it. Did you get it?
I'll do it again. I'll get the hammer out.
Right, we gotta get out of here. Let me see, was there any more questions? Probably, I mean, just a load of
good. Well, I mean, just people endlessly asking me if I'm autistic.
Just people going like, you know, is there any difference between gigging in London and gigging over here?
I used to get stressed coming back to Belfast because I started in London.
Mm-hmm.
And then because all my stuff was like, oh, it's mad over here, and then when you come back to Belfast you're like, it's mad over there, and everyone goes, what?
Shut the fuck up, will you? Talk about Peter Canavan. You know what I mean? That's what they want, isn't it?
Yeah.
Six-time All-Star.
I just about know who that is. Because I live in Tyrone now.
We bought Tyrone back. Yeah. The king of Tyrone.
I love anyone that's classed at something that just looks like he fucking, you know, is like a test boilers or something for a living. Yeah, you know, he's like the fucking regular fella.
He's the king. That. I think that about Leo Messi.
Yeah.
Just a fairly normal looking guy. Very small.
That's why I love, you know, like, well, you hate him as well, but like Tadhg Furlong or something. Oh. Like just a fella who like in a check shirt and a pair of jeans, you wouldn't even, you'd be just like, there's a big fucking cunt here.
Jesus, that bollocks. Put me against him in the boxing.
Yeah, that would go well for you. That would go well for you. If he like fucking just bent over to pick something up, you'd be shot out of the ring. Like, he's just like, like the way I'd be with my own son. You're like, give me my phone. Sorry about that.
Oh, he'd be wearing me as a fucking chain by the end of it. Yeah. Fucking hell.
Sexy. Yeah. Right, I've got burritos coming for us, boys, so let's get out of here.
Unreal.
Yeah.
I like that.
Michael Vittorio's Guide to Parenting.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also a Big Mike and the Chief. I do two podcasts.
Shut the fuck up that. Shut the fuck up
there's
about
two,
that.
There's two.
Oh, yeah, you got another strange mate that you do podcasts with.
I do, yeah.
Do a lot of work with it.
Yeah.
Adults with learning difficulties.
Yeah.
I know, he's just gay.
Yeah. he's gay, it is a difficulty, but it's, and that one's really as mad as a bag of spiders, that one. It's absolute.
Shite.
Yeah.
Whoa! We've got a parenting expert coming up from America.
Shit fertilizes the land, grows the grass, the calves feed, you fuck the calves. No.
No! There you go, Michael Vittorio. If you need 12 more podcasts, listen to in a week. Cheers, coming on, boys.
No bother
having us. Let's have a burrito. Cheers and take care of yourselves. No
good stuff.
All good stuff.
All right.